We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. I do appreciate it. And as I was playing in that last hour, there's a video of a Oregon Trader Joe's manager taking on some anti-mask shoppers. Now, for some of you that may just be joining us, I know some do at the top of the hour, I will play that again up to, in its entirety. I didn't get a chance to even play the whole thing in the last hour. And I will just tell you that I feel like these particular individuals on the front side are handling this incorrectly. I get their frustration. I don't like wearing a mask either. I hate it. But I will also say that in this particular case, they have other options. If that was the only option, the only grocery store, and you had no other way to shop, and you wanted to have some sort of a protest against that store for a mask, knock your socks off. But folks, you don't have to shop at Trader Joe's. You don't have to shop at King Soopers. You don't have to shop at Albertsons. You don't have to shop at Safeway. You have multiple choices. Matter of fact, you can have stuff delivered to your doorstep if you are so worried about going out in public that either A, you're worried about catching COVID, or you hate wearing a mask. Have it delivered. There are options. That's my point. So to really make, in my opinion, conservatives look like morons by doing what these individuals did, I have a problem with that, because I think in a lot of cases, conservatives want their cake and eat it too. What I mean by that is, pardon the pun on the cake, but they want Jack Phillips to be able to say, I'm not going to, you know, serve you a wedding cake because you're a gay couple, which, by the way, I support. In fact, I'll go as far as to say that I would support Jack if he said, because you're gay, I'm not going to service you, period. That's not what Jack did, but I would support that. And some of you would say, John, you're a bigot, you're a racist. No, I support every business making their own decisions on what they want to do, period. And the internet will shake it all out. I even support, heaven forbid, somebody would say, I'm not going to service you because you're black or you're Asian or you're white, for that matter. I actually support businesses that want to do that. Why? Because their rankings and what would happen in social media and their reviews would go so far down that in most cases they wouldn't survive. The internet would handle that for us. We don't need laws protecting individuals anymore. We have that handled in today's world. You know, the world of social media and the internet have really cured that for us. If there's a business out there that will not wait on someone because someone's black or short or tall or they're gay or they're whatever, it doesn't really matter. In fact, any business that doesn't do business well is going to get called on the carpet no matter how they're doing it. So the reality is we don't need any type of protections for certain classes of individuals any longer. We have that. It's called the internet. So again, folks, do I care if a business does that? Yeah, because I'll never darken their doors. If there is a business out there that will only service whites and not blacks, I won't go there. If a business will only serve blacks and not whites, I'm not going there. If a business, you know, has a problem with the Asians or Indians or I got on the list, or short people or tall people or old people or young people, I don't really care. But what's weird is, as a society and as a country even, we'll allow certain businesses that cater to certain sectors of the population, and that's okay. We all know that there are particular dining establishments, even in our town, that, Charlie, for lack of a better term, cater to older people. And I'll just throw some names out, Golden Corral being one of them. Is Golden Corral a place typically you'll find more elderly people? Yes. Wishbone, another one. You'll typically find the more elderly folks out there, you know, going to those places. And, you know, reason being is it used to be before COVID, easy, comfortable, buffet. You could get all you could eat. You know, you go down the line, pick what you want. Off they go. Again, folks, there are, and there's also places bars, nightclubs, restaurants that really go after and market towards the young crowd, right? Charlie, you live in an area where there's particular places that really do cater to that young crowd. They know their market, and that's where they want to go. Is it wrong for them to do so? No. I coach businesses constantly. I will tell you that as a coach, one of the first things I ask an owner is, who's your target market? Who are you trying to attract? If you can't define that, you're going to go broke. Well, in the case of Trader Joe's, they're trying to attract everyone. They're a grocery store. And no, they're not going to cater to you, the non-mask-wearing individual, when Oregon has a mask law. No different than here in Colorado. Let me keep playing this. In fact, Charlie, I think I'll try to start it over from the beginning so we've got the whole thing here. I've got time to play this before we take a break. We'll come back and even talk about it a little more. Here we go.
Thank you. I understand all that, truly. Thank you. And like I was telling your friends over there, I don't want to tell you guys what to think, what to do, what to believe, anything like that.
Yeah, we honor that.
I would ask kindly that you guys understand here at TJ's and what we're doing, we're just trying to work.
I get it.
The
absolutely.
You guys are trying to make isn't going to be made with us.
We're just shopping.
With your government.
Well, no. We're just shopping.
I'm not talking about the shopping. I'm not talking about what you guys.
That is true. You're right.
Totally understand that. I am not here to debate policy. Respect your freedom to think whatever you guys want to think.
Okay.
By all means, truly,
great.
I believe that.
We're demonstrating to that.
And you have
we're not demonstrating. We're buying groceries. That's why I'm here.
All I'm saying is my responsibility as a manager of the store is to enforce a mandate, whether you guys believe in that
but
mandate or
it's
law.
Not a law.
No,
you can't enforce non-law. No, you can't. That's you cannot deny somebody the right to commerce. Okay, I'm sorry.
And this is where I'm going to jump in. I disagree with what she just said. Yes, they actually can. And I understand in Oregon, she's going to say something in a moment about the public accommodation law. And yeah, Trader Joe's probably falls under the public accommodation law. But I think she's really stretching using the public accommodation law to make Trader Joe's service her maskless. Just being honest, folks, I think this lady's way off. Oh, here we go. Charlie, maybe it'll play, maybe it won't. Oh, hang on.
You cannot deny somebody the right to commerce. Okay, I'm sorry.
I know you.
Oh, wait a minute. So they're going in. Wait a minute, but you're letting them in.
Yes, they have a mask.
Whoa. Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
And by the way, he wasn't touching her. I don't know really where that particular comment came from because I watched the video. He wasn't touching her. He was not allowing her in the store without having a mask on. Go back to the point, folks, and I can come back and talk about this. You're welcome to call in 303-477-5600. And I get the mask frustration, folks. I'm one of those. I get it. I'm right there with her, right there with these people. I hate them. I think it's stupid. I think wearing them is stupid. I don't think it's doing one bit of good. I think it's all one big ploy to make people feel good and make people think something's going on. And I think it also makes the virus feel a lot more dangerous than it actually is. That's my opinion. I'm not an epidemiologist. But the facts will show that I'm correct in what I just said. Because there's been study after study after study that shows wearing a mask doesn't make any difference. And real world shows that it doesn't make any difference. In fact, we've talked to other folks on this program where sometimes mask wearing is actually more of a negative than it is a positive. Extreme Auto Repair, folks, is coming up next. They want to help you out with all of your vehicle needs, and it's easy. Just go to klzradio.com and find them there. They've got Cooper Tires at Cost. They've got their coupon special also where you can buy services ahead of time and save a ton of money. And it's easy. Again, just go to klzradio.com or call 303-841-1071.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong. Extreme Auto Repair will honor your service contract. Unlike most independent shops, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership's service contract. Promises kept.
Up next, Franktown Firearms, folks, and they've got their Saturday program, Shooting the Breeze. If you ever want to hear things right from the horse's mouth on Saturdays, feel free to do so at 2 o'clock. But if you need any help when it comes to buying a firearm or ammunition or training or whatever, they've got you covered. KLZradio.com or call 720-770-7777.
Make your gun your own at Franktown Firearms, one of the only shooting ranges with full-service gunsmithing on site. The team at Franktown Firearms now has multiple gunsmiths on staff, so you can stop by their gunsmithing department at the back of the store 7 days a week for anything from cleaning to bore sighting, scope mounting, and everything in between. Because Franktown Firearms offers full-service gunsmithing on-site, they can take care of any issues with your firearm in-house. Oftentimes, people send their firearm off to the manufacturer for repairs. You could wait up to 180 days just for the manufacturer to look at your gun. Recently, a client of Franktown Firearms noticed an issue with her revolver right out of the box. The team at Franktown repaired it and got the gun back to her shortly because they handled the repairs on site. If your gun needs to be sent off for any reason, the team at Franktown will be happy to send it on your behalf. Ask about gunsmithing now at klzradio.com/franktown.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. I know I had a couple people on hold. Did they disappear, Charlie? Or are they, if you guys are out there and you want to call back in, I think I had on there Andy, my cohort, was going to chime in on this particular topic. And I believe Jeff up in Weld County was also going to chime in. So, guys, if you're still around, give us a call. I don't know whether the phones dumped you on accident. I did not, though. So feel free to call back in, 303-477-5600, and I would love to chat. Andy made sure that I wanted to make sure I said something Andy said, too, make sure I'm very specific in this. Jack Phillips at Masterpiece Cake Shop never said that he wouldn't serve someone. He said he wouldn't serve something. And by the way, that's a very distinct difference. I, though, what I was trying to say was, yeah, but I don't care if he said he wouldn't serve someone either. I don't have any issues with that one way or the other. That's just me talking. I have a problem with the way these particular individuals in Oregon were handling that, and I realize they're conservatives. They're anti-mask wearers like myself. I get that, but I think the way they were handling that is incorrect. Clay and Cheyenne, you're next.
Hey, John. Hey, just driving back from, actually up to Cheyenne from Denver.
Awesome.
Yeah, the private businesses, I think you're absolutely right. And I noticed the same people that want to go to the store and not wear a mask and basically defy the right of a private business. I noticed that when they, in my line of work, when they want to get on an airplane, all of a sudden they wear the mask if they want to get where they're going. They all of a sudden,
yeah,
we see little to no pushback now on this issue because they want to get where they're going. And
correct.
I understand they have options with groceries, but they're like the gentleman said, they're pushing the point to the wrong place.
Right. He's the messenger. They need to go all the way to the top of the food chain. If they really want to complain, great. Draft a letter, try to get the individual from, Trader Joe's on. I mean, I'll give you an example, Clay. My son had a particular situation with his 3-year-old or 4-year-old, I should say, at Costco. And, they wanted him to wear a mask. And, of course, getting a 4-year-old to wear a mask is almost near impossible. And the store managers, the store people at the particular Costco he was at were actually being just rather rude and jerks about it, quite frankly, Clay, and weren't handling it correctly. But rather than, my son making a big stink and videoing it and throwing it on social media, he actually contacted the head of Costco, who, by the way, actually got back to him within hours and said, hey, yeah, I get it. And no, they didn't handle things correctly. It is our policy. And until things, change with this particular situation we have in the country, that will be our policy. But at least the guy was nice enough to write back.
Absolutely. And yet you held it with the eating, wanted to have the cake and eat it too. You cannot have it both ways.
Nope.
If you support freedom and private business, they absolutely have the right to uphold,
that's right,
and enforce what they want to do. Anybody that's run a business has had rules in their establishment, no matter what it is. They themselves have had to enforce rules.
That's right.
And that goes for anywhere. You go ask any partisan that's ever owned a bar, anything like that. Trust me, they definitely will tell you real quick who's thrown out the door.
So, Clay, here's a great example. Back in the day, I finally got the point where unless you were a really, really good customer of mine, I wouldn't take a check anymore. Too many bad checks. It wasn't worth the risk. If you're a brand new customer, I definitely would not take a check any way, shape, or form. To me, that's no different than a mask policy. Why is there any difference there?
Absolutely. Yeah, there really isn't. But, I think that, I'm seeing this in my community and elsewhere. There's this pushback on this, and this is not going to end well. We're going to look like clowns on this.
I agree.
I'll end with that, but thank you so much.
Thanks, Clay. Appreciate it very much. Jeff in Weld County, you're next. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, hey, John. I just said I'm kind of agreeing with what you guys were just talking about. I agree with the fact that I have a problem with the masks.
Me too. Hate them.
As you do, as most people that listen to you do. But things like this that, people got to quit doing this. They're doing it and filming it to get it out on social media, and they make our whole side of the argument look like idiots.
They really do, Jeff. I mean, and that's my problem with a video like this. This thing goes viral, and Andy just even said something that, what he was going to comment on. He had to go real quick. He couldn't wait on hold. But what he was going to say is, it's nice for the lady to, to actually quote Oregon law in court, but Jeff, when you're standing at the front of a store talking to a store manager, quoting law, it isn't going to get you anywhere. So all of you out there listening that are conservatives, you look like a moron when you do that stuff, Jeff. You're not helping our cause.
You know, that store manager, all he's doing is following his corporate policy.
Correct.
If he doesn't follow it, what's he?
His job could potentially be on the line, Jeff.
Job. He may not agree with it either. I have to wear a mask at work every day. I hate it. I don't agree with it.
Right. But you don't have a choice.
The rules that
we have the same situation here in our building, Jeff, where the station's located and station policy is, we're to wear a mask entering the building. We're to wear a mask actually, in the public areas of the station here. Once I get in here, mm-hmm. I can take it off, of course, because I couldn't do a show with a mask on. But, those are our policies as a corporation. And if I want to come in and do my show, then that's what I have to do and abide by. And again, Jeff, I don't agree with it. It's our policy. It's policy coming down from corporate. I don't agree with it. I think it's wrong. I think it's bad science, frankly. I don't think that, folks are looking at it the right way. But here's where a lot of these businesses are up against. Ours included here. It's a liability thing, Jeff. There's so many people out there right now that are worried about getting sued and not knowing where the courts are going to go on this. This is the other thing the conservative side is forgetting. So you're a conservative business. You allow people to come and go and not wear masks. Somebody can prove they got sick inside of your particular establishment. You and I both know, Jeff, you're going to court. You're going to get sued.
Yep, you're going to get sued, and you're going to write a big fat check.
Right. So a lot of conservative businesses even are on this mask policy because of what I just said. And honestly, Jeff, I don't know that you can fault them.
No, I don't. Same way that I do with the company that I work for. I think the majority of people there don't agree with the whole mask mandate, but it is what it is, and that's it. They put it in place so they don't get sued, and they've told several people there that screamed and yelled and stomped their feet about it. No, you don't have to wear a mask. You also don't have to work here.
Right. Right. Well said. No, and I think what you just said. Let's take that one step further. In this particular case of Trader Joe's, and I said this earlier, but you just said you don't have to work here. Well, in the case of Trader Joe's, they don't have to shop there either.
No, John, I've watched a couple that live down the road from me that I swear they haven't left their house since the middle of March.
Wow.
Other than to come out every other week and mow their overgrown grass.
Wow.
There's Walmart trucks or Amazon trucks in front of their house four or five times a week, and both their cars are sitting in the driveway with flat tires on them.
Wow.
And covered with dirt.
Unreal.
They just are afraid to leave their house.
And you know what? Here's my point on that. kudos to them. If they feel like they are going to be compromised, rather than in, you know, rather than go out in public and make everybody else's life miserable, then stay home and get what you need there. I don't necessarily agree with their decision, but Jeff, I believe in their right to make that decision. And if that's what they want to do, so be it.
Yeah. And the surprising part of it to me is that they're not elderly people. These are people in their got to be early 40s.
What I wish would happen next, Jeff, is that the governments would come along, governments plural across, you know, state governments across the country would come along and say, okay, guess what? If you're a business and you want to have a mask policy, knock your socks off. But if you're a, you know, another business even in that same industry and you don't want a mask policy, knock your socks off. And, you know, my feeling, Jeff, is if you're really worried about it and you want to make sure you go someplace where you, quote unquote, feel safe, great. Go to the place that requires masks. On the same token, if you're somebody like me and I don't care, I'll go to the one without the mask. And guess what? We'll end up having a really great commerce because folks that want that will go where they want and folks that don't want it will go where they want. I wish we could get to that point.
Exactly.
I don't know if we ever will, though.
That's all I wanted to add.
No, good stuff, Jeff. I appreciate the support. And by the way, I don't, you know, guys, I'm not looking for support all the time in these areas. I appreciate the two phone calls I got supporting me in this. I just think at times when I see something like this, the first thing I thought of is this doesn't help the conservative cause at all. In fact, I will tell you, I think it goes against the conservative cause. Some of you out there may disagree with me, but this is like the people out there that want to split the Republican Party in two. It's not helping the cause. It's actually making it worse. It's making the cause harder. Those that are running around taking videos of these particular situations like I just played for you at Trader Joe's up in Oregon, you know, you're not making it any better. Now, I will also say this. I gave the guy at Trader Joe's kudos, and I will continue to do so. I think as a store manager, considering what he was up against, he was kind, he was nice, he let the customer know exactly what store policy was, he didn't get right in their face, he wasn't mean, he wasn't rude. In fact, actually, I think the guy was an absolute awesome manager, and if I was somebody at Trader Joe's, I'd give that guy a commendation of sorts, because I think he did a really great job handling what could have been an extremely difficult situation. And we've seen situations out there where the particular individual at the business and or the customer at the business handled it completely the wrong way and didn't do it correctly, I'm going to give the guy at Trader Joe's in Oregon a kudos. I think he did an absolute fantastic job. In fact, I apologize to him and others like him for those individuals that showed up and sort of ganged up on him, if you would, because you couldn't see it in the video. But there were probably six or seven different individuals that were there trying to get into the store at the same time, not wearing masks. By the way, folks, not cool. That is not a cool way to do things. And that's not how I would tell you to do things when it comes to, you know, opposing the particular policy at a store. Purefoy Chevrolet is coming up next, folks, and what a great place to shop. It literally is like going back in time. When I was there today, I picked up my Corvette today, and, you know, when you're in there and you're just, you know, looking around, everybody's friendly, you're saying hi. And by the way, not everybody that, you know, that I walk in, I mean, a lot of people know my voice, but if I just walk in out of the blue, not everybody there knows who I am. Everybody's still friendly, they greet you. It's just a great time. And again, like I said, it's like going back in time to buy a car. So in the meantime, if you want anything from Purefoy Chevrolet, give them a call today, 303-659-8311, or find them online at purefoychevrolet.com.
If you haven't walked through the Chevrolet showroom at Purefoy, it's a really fun experience. There's a guest book at the entrance, and you look through there. It's actually become sort of a vacation destination for Chevrolet enthusiasts who've come from other countries just to walk around and look at these gorgeous cars and purchase a vehicle. You know, you think of Fort Lupton as a small town, and it does have that small town personable feel, but the facilities at Purefoy Chevrolet are really stunning.
You know, I've had the chance to spend time with Rolly Purefoy, and he's such a genuine man. He is only doing anything at that dealership. And in fact, we have seen him doing anything, washing windows, cleaning a floor, redoing the whole Corvette showroom. That's just who he is. He's a guy that is not afraid to get his hands dirty, to do the work. He's more of a servant leader than he is the leader that says, you got to go do this. So that makes me want to buy a car at Purefoy Chevrolet, and that should make you want to buy a car there too.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
All right, folks, Dave Hart, Roof Max. And if your roof is getting to the point where maybe it doesn't need a complete replacement, but you can get up there and see that, hey, I got a lot of granulars down in the gutter, or I can see a few cracks here and there. It just looks dry. Dave came out and looked at my roof last week, and then I was up there again this weekend, you know, dinking with Christmas lights and all of that. And you know what? Everything Dave told me is exactly what he said. My roof is a great candidate. It's about 10 years old. I could extend the life of that thing with, you know, several different treatments of the Roof Max product and probably get another 10 to 15 years out of my roof, getting me all the way up into that 25, 30 year mark. So I'll have Dave do that. He's a great guy. He'd love to look at your roof and see if it's a candidate. And by the way, he's also a guy, or if you got a question on any kind of roof at all, he is a roofer, has done that for years. He knows roofs inside and out. So call him today. Get a free roof inspection, 303-710-6916.
Roof Max in South Aurora keeps your roof going strong with roof rejuvenation. Modern asphalt shingles are manufactured with less oil than they used to be, so they dry out sooner, leaving them brittle and unable to expand and contract with the extreme temperature swings. Especially here on the Front Range, where your roof handles high elevation sun, UV exposure, and severe spring and summertime storms, along with more than twice the national average snowfall, your shingles wear out even faster. Roof rejuvenation with Roof Max could save you up to 85%. Just one application of their all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof, guaranteed. With up to three applications every 5 years, Roof Max could help your roof last 15 years longer. Save thousands of dollars by extending the life of your roof instead of replacing it. Call Dave Hart with Roof Max in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916.
Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt Rogers will join us at 5 o'clock, as he does every week, for our Monday Mortgage Minute. Get us an update on rates and where things are headed. In the meantime, though, anything you need from Kurt, he's there for you. Great guy, great friend of mine. He'd love to help you out. And just like all of our other sponsors, he's just there to help. If you got a question, just give him a call. 720-895-0500. That's Affordable Interest Mortgage.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. My son Richard joining us as he does on Mondays. Richard, welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
All righty. So I was just talking about the deal I played up in Oregon where the non-mask wearers were confronting the Trader Joe manager trying to get in, and I just think that's the totally wrong way to handle things. But that's beside the point.
No, yeah, and actually, Dad, I heard you, and I agree. Again, and I heard you share, you know, kind of my story with it as far as, you know, what that looks like and, you know, kind of what it looked like for me. And again, I didn't agree with it, and neither did the Costco CEO in my situation. And again, at one point in time, you know, I did have to remind myself of the same thing that you said, which is, you know, it is not these employees making these decisions, especially at the, you know, especially at the at the national level, on these corporate level, right? You know, you got Walmart's and you got Best Buy's or Apple or whoever it is. You know, they're not making those choices.
No, they're just doing what they're told.
Correct. Now, there are certain situations. Again, in my case, you know, the CDC, yes, the CDC recommends that, you know, anyone 2 years and older wears a mask. Well, again, we just had a birthday, you know, for my one-year-old. Now he's a two-year-old. And I'll be honest, Dad, I can't believe that they even say that, because I have no idea how any person gets their two-year-old to wear a mask consistently and or correctly and or once you put it on,
yep,
not do it. You know, he's wearing a mask in dress-up as a doctor, and that's about it.
Right.
So I totally understand where these people are coming from, and as far as, you know, whether you can get them to wear it the entire time or not. But I think you're right. I think we are all far enough into this by now to know if you don't want to go to a restaurant, you know, and the restaurant thing too is the dumbest thing, right? Okay, so you've got to wear your mask, you know, anywhere and everywhere, right? From the entire, you know, from basically the time that you go to your seat, or not from your seat, right? Basically from the time that you get there to the time that you get to your seat. So a whopping 15 seconds, right, Dad?
Which is dumb, because as soon as you sit down, you can take it off.
Correct, right? It's a totally stupid and asinine way of going about it, and there's no scientific fact that it's going to reduce anything.
None.
But nevertheless, that's not a...
It's not our call.
It's not a battle that... It's not a battle where we're fighting. When it comes to this, the Trader Joe's manager, he has no desire to do anything. You know, he has no desire to enforce.
Yeah, you know what the store manager at Trader Joe wants? People coming in, being happy, shopping, spending money, so he meets his quota, gets his bonus, and life is good. That's what the Trader Joe manager cares about.
Correct, and that's all he cares about.
I mean, let's just face it, that's what he cares about.
And that's all that guy is concerned about. You are 100% correct. He wants to maintain his job. That is it. There, no more, no less. He doesn't want to enforce it. Now, I will say this. In the case of my situation, there are certain circumstances that make you, let's just say it this way. There are people on power trips, right?
Yes, there is. Always has been, always will be.
Correct. We know who these people are. And so there are people on power.
Sure. But here's the thing too, Richard. Those people have existed for eons. You know, it's like the, I'll just pick on gate agents at airlines. I mean, there are certain gate agents that get really, really picky about the 2-bag rule and how big is one bag and so on and so forth. You could hop on the exact same flight with a different gate agent with the exact same stuff in your hands, and the next one wouldn't say a word about it because each one of those, in my opinion, is subjective. One gets on a power trip, one is not. That's just life, though, Richard. That has nothing to do, by the way, with COVID. It's just certain people get on those power trips.
Correct, and that's essentially what the CEO of Costco responded to me in his email, and he said is, you know, we could have used better discretion, and that's all I was asking. It's a 3-year-old. I was wearing a mask. Provide a mask, whatever it is. But in that case, you know, when it comes to kids, I think everyone can agree it really probably doesn't matter for a kid at this point in time for them to, you know, cause any. They're not causing the spread of COVID,
no,
right?
Not hardly.
And that's all we're saying. But in this case. And I think some of your callers previously said this, which is the same as the Capitol riots from a few weeks ago, Dad. We are doing more harm than good as conservatives.
Yep.
You are not going to change anyone's mind.
Nope.
You are not going to win your case in court because, you might get a conservative judge, but most judges, even conservative ones, have ruled that during a pandemic, there's pretty broad powers that these states and that these businesses. And here's the deal. At the end of the day, as we have all said as conservatives, and we can't just be hypocrites like the Democrats, otherwise we would be Democrats, right? We can't just say, you know, in this case it doesn't apply. No, as a private business, you should have the ability to make whatever rules you deem as necessary, whether we agree with them or not. And again, Dad, it goes back to,
Richard,
conservatives would disagree with us.
Well, and real quick, you're a sports guy. You would understand this as well as anyone. There are certain golf courses around this country and around the world, by the way, but in this country, because that's really where it applies, that require you to wear a collared shirt or you can't even enter the driving range, correct?
Correct.
So how is that any different than a business asking you to wear a mask?
It's not. It's all about it's your attire. And I'm with you, though. I am 100% behind you, which is they should... The government should have left this up to individual businesses.
Yep.
And then as shoppers and as consumers, we make the determination of if I want to shop at that business. And a lot of people wouldn't, right? A lot of people are going to say, no, that's not for me. I'm not going to be shopping at a business that doesn't require masks. Okay, great. That's your prerogative. The difference between Democrats and conservatives is just that. I think you as an adult can make decisions that suit you.
Right.
Right?
I don't know. And the difference in thought is Democrats think they should make the decision that best suits you. That's the core, for everybody listening, by the way, that is the core difference between the right and the left. I don't want to control you. I want you to have the freedom to control yourself and make your own choices. The Democrats, on the other hand, want to control you because they don't think you're smart enough to make your own decisions.
1,000,000%. And for those of you that don't believe us, I honestly wonder if you have a family member or a friend that is a Democrat, then you can certainly have that conversation, because that has happened with me. I've known people closely, have had these conversations. Our families have had these conversations, and that is the fundamental difference. We don't hate people. Democrats, well, arguably as far as some of them, but most of them don't hate people. They just feel that the government should be responsible for people's, basically for controlling people, right? That's the core argument of this, Dad. And whereas we as conservatives say, you know what? No, you're a big person.
Control
and you're
yourself.
A big business, right? And you're a small business. You know what? You probably know what's best for your family and your business way more, though, more than I do, right, as the government. So I'm giving you the ability to control it, you know, however you need to. So, I was listening to that kind of before, you know, I called in, and I definitely agree with you. I think that conservatives, we are doing
Somebody just texted in, great example, by the way. Somebody texted in and said, same as smoking in bars and restaurants. Businesses should decide if you don't like smoke, go somewhere else. I'm a non-smoker, so I wouldn't go to a smoking establishment. But the government is deeply involved in controlling that. If employees don't want to deal with it, they can go work elsewhere. That said, in this day and age, I don't think very many places would change, even if they could. And by the way, I think those are all fair statements, although I do think there are some private businesses, not the corporates, not the Trader Joe's and the like, but there are some, you know, smaller mom and pop, even, you know, everything from the gas stations to corner stores to so on, that if they were allowed to drop the mask mandate, I guarantee you they would.
I think you would see more than you could imagine, to be honest with you, because I think that there's a lot more business owners out there, and Andy has talked about this at length, and you have as well, which is the fear, which is what mask wearing perpetuates.
Yes.
The fear involved restricts your shopping ability.
That's
so, yeah,
right.
If you go into a retail establishment, I bet you if they did, you know, a study, you know, they had strict control environments and everything else, that someone in a mask spends less on average than someone not in a mask.
Guaranteed.
Because it's all about
guaranteed.
Fear. Because the person in there with a mask is looking to do what? Get in there, get out as fast as humanly possible.
That's right.
Because they're afraid. Now, obviously, there's some of those of us that are wearing masks that really could care less, but we're doing so really because I don't want to be bugged, right? At this point, I got to get life. I got to do life. You know, I got to get stuff for work, for home, for whatever it is. And so, no, I'm not going to be, you know, essentially hounded. And that's what ended up happening in the Costco situation. It's like, you know what? This is not worth it. I'm just in here for some meat, man. I need to get in, get out, and get done and moved on, and then we can handle it later. And that's where I think that even in corporate, they can teach us, like, all right, folks, and this is, again, even for your coaching, Dad, right? Lesson 101. You pick your battles with customers, right?
Right.
Which one is worth fighting? And I totally understand why businesses and I understand why Republican lawmakers have advocated for removing liability from businesses, because it helps. And it's not to say that businesses shouldn't be liable for anything. But folks, again, I think all businesses are saying is, you know what, if you're shopping in my store
and you get COVID, oh, well.
Exactly. That's on you.
That's right.
That is your responsibility.
That's right. Well
not
said.
My responsibility to do so. So, no, I wholeheartedly agree, and I think that it's something that, honestly, conservatives, as we are approaching the end, believe it or not, folks, they're going to get Uncle Joe in here, and they're going to ramp up this vaccine stuff way more than they have because they want him to look like a hero. And it's my prediction that by July 4th, stuff will be mainly open. And then probably my prediction, since this is a sports segment for us, is by fall you'll see stadiums pretty full. I don't know about 100% at least at first, but I think you'll see stadiums pretty full. Now, what restrictions they put on people as far as if you have to have the vaccine or test negative, whatever it might be, that's, I think, going to be up to each individual, you know, stadium and team, which, again, Dad, as we're talking about, is
should
as
be.
It should be.
Yep,
right?
Agree. Should
the
be.
Broncos should be able to require you to have a negative test. Now, whether you want to follow along with that is a completely different story. I don't know if they are necessarily going to require that you get the vaccine or whatever it might be, but I think you're going to see some, at least initially, some pretty, or not pretty restrictive, but just some restrictive measures as far as that goes. But that's just my prediction. I just think that we're getting closer and closer, and the Democrats know, as you saw from Cuomo last week and some of these other, you know, big-time shutdown guys, I believe Cuomo said, you know, we can't stay shut down forever, almost sounding like a conservative.
Almost sounding like us. Yep, well said. All right, we'll come right back. We'll talk some more sports as well. Geno's Auto Service is next. Steve Horvath was with me, the owner of Geno's, on Saturday. Great guy, by the way. Had a great time on Saturday. And if you want good service for your vehicle, we've got the place to go. 303-794-6700. That's Geno'sAutoservice.com, and it's Geno's with a J.
Start the new year right by taking advantage of Geno's Napa Legend and AAA Premium Battery Sale. Did you know car batteries typically last just 3 to 5 years? There is no reason to get stuck with a bad battery when you can stop in at Geno's for a free battery check. And while you're there, you can take advantage of Geno's free multi-point inspection. We'll evaluate your vehicle, looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Geno's is also having a sale on genuine Napa starters and alternators. We are big believers in catching problems before they start, which is why we do our best to make your life easier by offering loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't miss a beat this year. Geno's is continuing to service Larry's Automotive customers through Napa Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done before Larry's closed. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bulls and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at Geno'sAutoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Julie says, "Thank you so much for a great experience and your attention to the details. I was truly impressed with what we got for our money." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. My son Richard joining us as well, Charlie Graham, your engineer. All right, give us a sports update.
All right, so sports. So this past weekend was the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. We kind of previewed a little bit on Friday, and I'm going to take a mini victory lap because I was 4-for-4 this past weekend. Andy was 3-for-4. We were actually both tied going into last night's game with Drew Brees against Tom Brady, and old Tom Brady pulled it out one more time. So you have the AFC and NFC Championship next weekend, and that is going to be the Bills at the Chiefs, which may be without Patrick Mahomes. We'll see how the
is he hurt or something?
He got a concussion yesterday. Yeah, he got a concussion, looked pretty woozy getting up. It looked pretty gnarly, but I'll be honest, I would be shocked if he doesn't play, even though it's a independent neurologist or whatever it might be. I have a hard time believing that he's not going to play, given given the circumstances. And then you have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Green Bay Packers, so I know Andy will be excited for that one. And obviously, these are all on the line for trips to the Super Bowl, Dad.
And your picks are?
It's a pretty big... Well, it's still early in the week. I will finalize them Friday. As of right now, if Mahomes plays, I think it's going to be the Chiefs and the Packers. If he doesn't play, I think it'll be the Bills and the Packers. So I don't know if Tom...
So you don't think Tom Brady's got the ability to beat the old Pack?
You know, they actually beat them earlier this year, but I just... Aaron Rodgers, like I said, kind of at the start of the playoffs, is just kind of on a revenge tour right now. He's just really out to beat anyone and everyone and just destroy these teams without any regard for anyone. And so I think that Brady is as good as he is. Unfortunately, he's just basically prolonged what Drew Brees and Peyton Manning couldn't. And unfortunately this year for Drew Brees, he just looked old, you know. He just kind of lost a little bit of arm strength, a little bit of timing, and it's kind of time for him to hang it up, I think. And it was his last game in the Superdome, and he changed that city there in New Orleans, which I think is great for them. And kind of sports together. There's fans at most of these. Obviously, as much as I hate the Chiefs, got to give them credit. You know, Missouri.
They had more fans than most.
I think they did. They got like 25,000.
Give them credit where credit's due.
Exactly. I love that fact. I know there's going to be fans in Green Bay, I think only 8,000. So it's just like, which again, I still can't comprehend. We have, and especially in Green Bay, it's supposed to be, I think it's going to be like snowy and cold, basically.
Typical Green Bay weather.
Exactly. So I feel like it's going to be a really weird situation, to be honest with you, in that. But it's like, I don't know why, you know, these people are going to be coming bundled up and such anyway. So might as well, you know, I don't know, have more fans there and enjoy that. So I don't know. Just kind of a weird circumstance. But yeah, that's kind of what's going on. And so you've got basically two more weekends of the NFL. Unfortunately, this is for us draft nerds, the league canceled the combine, or basically they're doing all virtual. So that's what we call the underwear Olympics, as you know, as part of the draft season. But because of COVID, they're not doing that any longer in Indianapolis, at least for this year. It will likely be back next year, but I think that you'll see a little bit of that. The NHL is in full swing. The NBA is in full swing. And so, honestly, Dad, I think we just got to get through spring here. Get through spring to the early parts of summer, and I think people will be okay. And I think that we'll figure out kind of how to, kind of get through this and how to power through and what to do as far as, you know, kind of what stuff looks like and hopefully getting back to some semblance of normal, I should say. But I guess question for you, how much did you actually watch the NFL this past weekend?
None. Zilch.
I know you just are busy. You just have too much going on.
It's not even a matter of being busy, though. I mean, there's times in the past, Richard, where I've, you know, been busy, but you'll still stop and watch a game or do whatever. And I'll be honest, with all of the COVID nonsense and the majority of these teams not allowing any fans in, and you know, on down the line we go. I'm so done with it that until these teams figure out some of this stuff, I'm not watching. I'm done.
And I don't think you're alone. I think there's quite a few fans that feel that way. There's quite a few fans that, like myself, that I will pretty much watch regardless. You know, I'll still end up having a Super Bowl party, even though they're going to encourage people not to. But that'll be an interesting time. And so I think that you'll see some of that. I'm with you. I'm ready to be back to some semblance of normal. I don't know, you know, what exactly that looks like, but I think that most of America is getting there. You know, we were kind of talking about that this weekend. That I think a vast majority of us are pretty much ready to kind of get rid of this. You know, drop these masks and kind of move forward and get out of here. And you and Dad will have to do this after the season ends here in the next couple of weeks, which is what to watch. Because, you know, sports has kind of been going on, at least for a majority of it. But I don't think a vast majority of your listeners are going to be watching the NHL, even though the Avs are good, or the NBA, and the Nuggets, I think, will come back on and be good. I don't think a lot of them are watching that, to be honest with you. I think a vast majority of them are probably watching. Netflix. I guess I don't know.
I was going to ask you about we got a minute or two left. I was going to ask you about some of the other sports. How are other sports that are getting ready to now ramp up? Hockey. I know basketball's not that far off as well. How are some of these other sports looking at COVID, and will there be any changes? Because some of these guys got hit and never even really finished. I mean, I guess they finished seasons, but nobody would have known they finished any seasons. How are they looking at it compared to what's happened in the past?
So the NBA is actually getting after it, and they're actually going as much as they – well, as much as they can. They're kind of postponing games here and there, just depending on how many positives and contact tracing and other stuff is going on. The NHL just started, I think, last week, I believe, and so they're kind of in the process of doing it. And so they're kind of doing the same thing the NFL is. There are a few stands and a few stadiums in both leagues that are allowing fans, not many, you know, obviously, because these are indoors. And so I think you're going to see them push through because the TV money is just so good, Dad, that you can't. They can't afford to not take a season. The NHL has predicted that they're going to have a $1 billion loss. Now, knowing how owners work in negotiations and so on and so forth, that's probably a little bit overstated. But it would not shock me to see these teams at the end of the day have losses, you know, on their books, because the TV revenue is great. But especially for the NBA and NHL, it's the gate that really pushes them over the top. The NFL is the one that really could basically go by themselves as far as being a TV-only sport. You know, they don't necessarily need fans, although, like you said, it makes it that much better. So you're going to see it for the rest of this year. They're both supposed to finish up in the middle of summer. They've both got abbreviated seasons. I think the next test will be Major League Baseball, and your beloved, you know, Dr. Fauci, he's a big baseball fan, right? And so I think it'll be interesting to see if there is fans in the stands for baseball, because I think that's kind of the next big opportunity for these teams, and baseball especially, right? They don't have the monster TV deal. Some of the teams do, but most of them don't.
Right.
And they do need that gate. You know, they need the Rockies need 3 million.
They need fans in the stands.
They do. So I think that piece will be an interesting argument as far as that goes. So, yeah, at this point in time, it'll be wait and see. I think MLB owners are going to push as much as they possibly can to do that. And we'll kind of just see where they go from here.
All right, perfect. Good stuff, Richard. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you on Friday. All right, have a great week. Bruce Simmons is up next, folks. And if you're sitting on a pile of equity, you're over the age of 62, and you're like, hey, I either need to tap into that, I want to tap into it, or I need some assistance in living, Bruce can help you. Keep in mind, though, it doesn't always have to be someone that's desperate. You can just take advantage of the equity that you're sitting on, and Bruce can help you with that. 303-467-7821. That's Bruce Simmons at American Liberty Mortgage. Find him at klzradio.com.
Owning a relatively high-value home does not make you immune to cash flow problems. It's more expensive to maintain and insure. Property taxes seem to go up every year. And of course, you may have a sizable mortgage payment to make every month. You don't want to sell, but you wish you had a little more margin in your budget. As long as you continue to pay your taxes and insurance, a reverse mortgage with KLZ's Bruce Simmons could give you the financial cushion you need. Thanks to recent changes by the Federal Housing Administration, you may be able to eliminate your monthly mortgage payment, setting you up comfortably for as long as you live in the home. Starting in January of 2021, homeowners 62 years and older with higher value homes may tap into a larger portion of their equity, giving them a better chance of qualifying for the loan. Get in touch with Colorado's first certified reverse mortgage specialist now at klzradio.com/reverse.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And I appreciate everybody, by the way, in your comments. A lot of you texting things in. You can't call, but you can text. I appreciate that. A text line 307-200-8222. We were talking masks earlier and, you know, businesses and their rights to mandate or not. Somebody texted in and said, same as South Dakota, I can gamble with or without a mask. Same with grocery stores or any other businesses somewhere. Some people don't, but if you don't like it, you know, don't go. It's common knowledge up there. And most employees are mandated by employers. It works fine and numbers less than most states. In South Dakota, yes, you guys are doing a fabulous job that way. And I wish we could somehow figure out how to do that down here. And by the way, I've got numerous comments on, hey, if a business decides that, you know, that's what's supposed to happen when it comes to mask wearing, it's the employee typically that's just being the messenger. Now, I understand what Richard said a moment ago. There's a lot of messengers that get pretty power hungry, if you would, and the way they deliver the message. No, I don't agree with that. I will say, though, as we played that little clip here earlier in this hour, that the particular gentleman at Trader Joe's, the manager up there in Oregon, actually did a really good job, an outstanding job, if you would, on that particular situation, and could have been a lot worse than it was. I think he actually did very well. All right, coming up next, we got Kurt Rogers going to join us at the top of the hour. We'll talk rates, what's causing some of the increases in rates. There's a lot of folks out there thinking that, you know, that's going to continue. We'll talk to Kurt and find out what it's like going forward. Then we're going to have an expert on talking about vaccines right after Kurt. So stay tuned. Hour number three is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.